Glad to have everybody here today. We had another good situation at the end of the game today. So we worked four-minute offense against four-minute defense. So that was kind of the final part of the situation. We put everybody in there, and it was good. Timeouts, no timeouts, getting the ball back for the first one for the defense to get a stop on that. I thought that was a huge moment. So we're constantly just trying to emphasize the ball in every practice. So I thought that was a good job by the defense today. And that 4 minute, getting the turnover, giving them an opportunity to go back. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the guys.
Yeah, Coach, fullback, what are you expecting from that position? How are Moni and Marco competing back there?
Right, at the fullback spot on some of the wide zone plays in this offense is how quickly they can get out of the eye and get going. So that's what I've seen from those two guys. And then past that, in the pass game, you know, are you a flat, you know, in the flat game pass catcher? And I thought Patrick especially has really showed up in that way. You know, the ability to use his hands too. We're going to use the whole field. So for him, as an outlet outside, it's a valuable guy.
Jalen Collins, though, and I mentioned that young guys, they've been told you're going to get a lot of playing time pretty early. I mean, is he a guy that's equipped to take it right away and can make some?
Yeah, I think that we're trying to find out so much we can about all the guys. So that's why we're going to play him. And so that was the message right from the first night of camp. We're playing this. So see who can handle it and who can't. And he's certainly one that can. I love that he's battling. I love all the length and the speed. And so, yeah, he's really had a good couple of days here the last 2 days.
Dan, for the second day in a row, you had Matthews, Stone, Hawley, Chester, Schrader as the five offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Starting to feel more comfortable with that?
I think so. We gave Chester, we moved him into that role some. Stone, some at the guard. He's looked good with our Person and Hawley back and forth at center. But Chris is one that's really jumped out to us in terms of the quickness, the balance. We always knew Mike could be a swing guy between guard and center, so we're trying to do that. And then Schrader, Matthews, tackle, that's kind of staying entrenched. So there's still a lot going on with the inside three, but Chester's certainly one that's jumped out to us for sure.
Coach, when the depth chart comes out, should we not read too much into it? Still pretty fluid?
I think so, only because we're still looking for the combinations. So as it's going, it'll change, you know, and we're still trying to find the roles for the guys. So it's an important one for us to get it right, and we'll still keep battling going through, and the games are also part of that evaluation too. So we'll have the one that we're building through practice, and then as we get through the first couple, you know, two or three games, then we'll really, you know, get more concrete with it.
Your first game as head coach is approaching. It's only preseason, but just for yourself personally, you're starting to get really excited for that.
No doubt I am, absolutely. So I can't wait to get started with the guys, and so we're trying to stay in camp mode and do that, but yeah, certainly it's in the front of your mind. Like, can't wait to get started with our team and get our players connected with the fans. So yeah, I'm thrilled that it's also, you know, here at home first too.
Both Haveman and Jackson slimming down during the offseason, how will that help with the 4-3 scheme?
Well, I think we're going to ask them to move a little bit more than you do traditionally in the 3-4 scheme. And then to be, for those guys, a little bit lighter, to finish a little better too. So Tyson's been lighter and Rasheed's been lighter, so we're keeping their weight down intentionally so they can be on the move. That's just part of the scheme and the philosophy that we have. So as opposed to being so stationary, maybe even need more size and bulk at times in the 3-4. In this system, we'll actually want them on the move a little more. So they both came back in really good shape. Tyson and Rasheed, especially Rasheed over the last few days, the technique is really coming together for him. It's exciting to see that with him.
Coach Allen Bradford, he's a guy making that conversion, the linebacker. Where is he at in stage?
Well, I think at this point, it's the conversion's happened, you know, because it's been long enough where he's played linebacker. I think the thing that still jumps out, that speed that he has, you know, like a running back who's playing linebacker, that quickness, that's the stuff that we love about him. So we're still trying to, you know, keep, you know, on the consistency where it's every play in, play out at linebacker. But you definitely feel speed, not just on defense, but on special teams as well.
Coach Cox said he saw a toughness and stoutness out of Beasley that maybe he didn't see prior to the draft. Do you see the same thing? Does that adjust how much he might see?
I think so, and I think for him to represent, you know, himself to his teammates, you know, like, yeah, I've got toughness. I'll play the run. I can do all the things that you're asking me to do. So I was very encouraged by that also.
Dan, you haven't seen a training camp fight yet to this point for a team that wants to play fast and physical. Are you surprised, or would you put a mandate out about it? Because they're happening all over the league.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we want to keep our poise, you know. And so I have put something out regarding that. You know, if you're even in the area when a fight goes out, you're subject to fine. If you throw a punch, you're ejected. So, like, part of keeping poise, there's going to be times you're going to be furious at a guy. But part of having that poise is knowing, all right, I got another play to go. If I just get in the habit of taking my shot and taking a punch, I think it's kind of going the other way in terms of practice. Do the tempers get out of control and we get sideways sometimes when we're competing so hard? Yeah. But it's really, you know, coming back to that poise.
All right.
I see Ward's been up first, you know, with those two guys.
Yeah.
Is that going to stay that way? Why not Antone up first?
Yeah, really both of them. There's no order for that. So as Antone really kind of came alive over the last few days and coming back from his injury and feeling healthy again. So both of them will get a ton going on, you know, moving forward.
What about Ward getting that opportunity as an undrafted guy?
You know what? I think, like, one of the reasons people respect him so much, he is just so on the details. You know that guy you can totally count on, got it right, has his details down, has his world in order. That's him. And so, like, when you get your opportunity, what are you going to make of it? He's certainly trying to do that.
So Asamoah is falling behind in that interior.
I wouldn't necessarily say falling behind, Elette. I think, you know, the battle's still wide open for him. John's a terrific competitor inside. So he had it for a while. Chess is up there in a while. We've also moved guys from left guard to right guard who can play inside as well. So, yeah, he's somebody we're totally counting on as well, John.